Louis, L-U-I-S, Morello, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Louis Morello. He was born 9/20/73. Today is 1/19. Chief complaint. Follow-up of dysuria, number 2. Recent history of discovering he has diabetes, number 3. Fluid overload, number 4. Possible sleep apnea, number 5. Lots of... whatever he wants. Which one does he want? Possible sleep apnea. Next number is increased weight. Next number, patient's tolerating his medication, but it's also developed a rash. Why? Did anyone not want to see me?
No, he was just asking because he really only did Saturday
off. Oh. Yeah. Left antecubital fossa. Next number, recent urine culture is negative. Next number, recent urine test showed no leukocytes, no nitrates. I believe the pain is most likely related to glucosuria. Next number, A1C was 6.8, but sugar is still high. Today is 260, despite being on metformin 500 twice a day. Next number, blood pressure is still elevated. Next number, he does have, does look like he's carrying some fluid in his lower extremity. Next number, testosterone is 2.2. Next number, his last PSA was 0.18. Next number, cholesterol 218. Next number, LDL of 153. Which needs to be addressed. This is a 49-year-old gentleman, lives with a woman, has 4 children. He's a heavy operator, heavy machine operator. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. Recently was diagnosed with glucosuria, UTI, was placed on Septra DS, and was given metformin 500 twice a day and Losartan 50 once a day. In the paragraph, he states that his pain in his penis is better, but at times it's worse. He has no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizures or convulsions. Colonoscopy not done. Review of systems, see above. Allergy, none on drug allergy. COVID immunization, none. Medication after today was continued with metformin 500, 2 twice a day. Losartan 50 a day. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day. Also, I gave him triamcinolone for the rash in the left antecubital fossa. Medical problems, arthritis, surgery, no recent surgery, family history, diabetes. Blood work, as was discussed above, allergy, none. He weighs 285 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 79, 140 over 90. Heart puzzles, one puzzle, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, obese neck, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy skin, or mild lymphadenopathy skin, no rash, lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Penile examination reveals no rash and no abnormality. Testicles appear atrophied. Assessment number 1, diabetes. Blood sugar is nowhere to be controlled. Increase metformin to 1,000 milligram twice a day. Next number, fluid overload. Mild volume overload, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day will help the fluid as well as blood pressure. Next number, LDL needs to be addressed. We'll do that next visit. Next number, testosterone needs to be addressed. We'll do that next visit. Next number, Lewis appears overwhelmed with everything that's going on with him. That's why we're going slow addressing these issues. Next number, triamcinolone cream, 0.1%, 3 times a day to the antecubital fossa for the rash. Next number, stop the Septra DS. There's no sign of infection. Cultures was negative as well. Next number, testosterone to be addressed later. Next number, PSA is within normal limits. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, mild carotid stenosis with calcification noted. Next number, prostate is enlarged. Next number, rule out sleep apnea. Next number, mild PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, he will come back in 10 days. Next number, he does have a glucometer that his wife uses, and he's going to check his blood sugar and bring it back to us twice a day, always fasting. Next number, patient above was discussed with patient via my nurse, Ms. De Nera, and everything. And he was asked, he was given ample time to ask questions. Oh, how do you spell De Nera?
D-A-N-I-R-A.
Thank you.